This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
That's right. It's a show you just can't get enough of.
With all the greatest music, so you can't stop dancing.
All I'm saying.
Hey, guys.
Ads, just hold on.
I'm horny.
No need to shout it out.
That would explain why I'm touched.
Oops, I didn't think you could feel it. Now you know that I am the one.
Hey, look, if we keep carrying on like this, we'll get in trouble from the radio station and we'll have to break away.
No need to be a nasty girl. Maybe we should start like a TV show instead and live the glamorous life. Anyone want to join me?
I will. That would be a natural high.
Come on, Ginny, say you will. Stand by me and we'll keep pushing on and start moving up, and so eventually we can hold our heads up high.
Are we starting to sound like an Anaya Day song?
I don't know. Let's ask her. Anaya Day, welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
That was so clever. I was sitting here trying to be quiet.
I saw your head just peeping out, looking at Gabby, going, what?
I was like, what are they doing? Those sound like names of my songs.
They are. Welcome to the Hump Day Crew. Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Melbourne. This is your last stop.
Yes, it is.
Where have you been?
Oh, Cairns, Brisbane, Darwin. Who did I miss?
So where
Sydney,
haven't you been?
Sydney. How can you forget Sydney?
How did you find... You've been up to Darwin before, haven't you?
Yeah, millions of times.
How did you find it this time? Is it still...
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of want to live there too.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. It's always hot and, you know, they have the crocodile farm and things like that. I love animals. They let me on there before everybody else gets there, you know, so I feel like I'm privileged or something.
You haven't patted a crocodile, have you?
No. Well, actually, I did. Like a medium-sized one. Not the big, huge ones, but the medium-sized one. There's a picture of me on my MySpace page holding him, actually. And he was really rowdy and raunchy with the keeper, but then when he got to me, he just kind of collapsed and like, oh, I like her touch. I'll stay. Of course, his mouth was wrapped with tape, so we were able to be friends.
Oh, okay. Is that how you become friends with Anaya Day? Is it? You just need to...
Wrap your mouth with tape.
And be gagged.
I'll go and get some now. I'm going to rap away.
It'll lead to interesting radio, I'm sure. Now, of course, when I spoke to you last time, you're a stage performer, but obviously that's where you started. But now you're one of the most recognised club singers in the world, I'd say.
That's a good thing.
No, it is a good thing. I wanted to say, when you've ever been out clubbing yourself, have you ever been out and you've actually heard one of your songs being played?
Oh, yes. I can remember, like, the first time I heard Keep Pushing, which is my first song, my first house single, actually. I was at Webster Hall in New York. That's where Tu Wong Fu was filmed and everything, you know. So I was at Webster Hall. I'm up on the second level, and I hear, doon, 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 keep pushing. And I said, oh. And I'm shaking my head, moving from side to side, and I said, that's me. That's me. And I started tapping my friends. That's me. I wonder how we could tell everybody that it's me.
Where's a microphone? Get me a microphone,
yeah.
Quick.
I'm sure nobody cared, but, you know, hey, it was sure a moment for me.
And being, you know, well-known in the clubs, are you a clubbing person yourself, or do you just like to chill?
You know, actually, I'm not really. Once in a while, I'll go. I more so go to, like, clubs that play underground or garage, deep house, you know. I'm more that kind of house head, but I like live music. I sing with a band in New York and everything, so I like to go hear different singers with different bands and stuff and see what they offer live, you know. And it's a different energy when you have the drums and the bass behind you thumping and going on.
And while you're on tour, do you have any sort of special regimes that you have to keep to, or you like to keep to?
Well, I like to drink certain beverages of an alcoholic nature. And I try not to do that when I'm touring because it actually dries your vocal cords. So it's harder to keep them nice and moist when you're going on binges and things like that. So I try not to drink too much. And before the show, I have hot water and honey. And I always have a mic cover. Everybody calls it my microphone condom.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I'm sort of a germaphobe. So I have to put the cover on
for
the
that
mic.
Safer singing, isn't it?
And I always pray before I go on stage.
Brilliant. Wow. That's really
always.
Good. So it's always good to catch you at a party at the end of your tour then.
Yes, yes. At the end of the tour, it's a different person there.
Go and buy you a drink.
And now, when you've been performing at different sort of clubs, obviously, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen happen in a club?
I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Oh, you can, you can.
I can tell you what the weirdest thing is that happened to me at a club.
Okay.
Again, I'm at Webster Hall, but downstairs in the reggae room, you know, I thought I'd venture off and, you know, do some rub-a-dub styling. Uh-huh. So I go down there, and it's a cute guy down there, and he wants to, you know, they kind of just walk up to you with their arms out, and he grabs me, and he presses himself against me, and we're rub-a-dub styling. I'm against the pole, and he's pushing me harder against the pole. And then the next thing, I was like, something, I put my hand down between us, and he had himself exposed. And he was like, just give me 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes. Oh, I was like, security! I could not believe it. And my friends were chasing him around the club. Finally, he ran out because he knew he had met Doomsday. Okay? He was on his way out.
Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. I was like, he's so cute and he's so crazy.
Damn. It's usually the case, isn't it? You look there and then you get a little deeper.
And he's just
and
off. What happens. So disappointing.
Damn. Now, I saw you perform when you were at the market last time. You're performing at the market this Friday as well. I was so impressed with your performance, namely because you kept singing your songs regardless of those amazing dancers behind you. Did you not want to just stop and lick them?
Yes, actually. I always ask for them when I get here. I'm like, are they going to be there? Are the boys going to be there?
And will they be
there? So they make sure that they're there. Oh, they better be there.
Yes.
They kind of heighten my show. Give me something to grin about while I'm screaming at the top of my lungs.
Now, what are some of the biggest crowds you performed for?
Oh, man. In the U.S., we have huge festivals, especially during the summer, especially Pride festivals. A lot of them are huge, and they're outside, and they go for blocks and blocks and blocks until people just look like specks of salt and pepper, you know. And those are some of the biggest I've done. Here, the biggest I've done was the former Two Tribes at Rod Laver.
Wow.
And that was huge because I opened for what is it? I'm the Firestarter. Prodigy.
That's
yes.
A great impression.
I knew exactly who. Because we were having a bit of a chat yesterday, because we were talking about you, as we do.
Ah.
You've never done a Mardi Gras party, have you?
No, I haven't. I did a Mardi Gras recovery party. I did that week before last. And that was cool. But I've never actually done the Mardi Gras party.
Because we think you would be amazing at a Mardi Gras
party. I think so, too. Send them a memo.
We think
get
we
it
will.
Done.
We will do. We rolled a lot of power.
That's my
in those
aim
circles.
For next year.
Yes. Now, you've got some great new songs coming out. We're going to listen to Natural High. Tell us a little bit about that very quickly.
Sure. Natural High, I got a track from Michael Woods. He's from the production team Out of Office in the UK. He sent me a track, and I was trying to think of something to write to it. Got up in the middle of the night in my pajamas. I have a studio in my house. So I go across the hall, unlock my studio, and I just start switching things on. I'm yawning, and it's going, and I say, I'm natural. I'm good. Okay, I'll name it Natural High. And I just started writing. And that's how it came about, in the middle of the night in my pajamas.
Wow. That's how amazing art happens. And here it is right now. This is Natural High, Michael Woods featuring Anaya Day. More of Anaya Day soon.
Shells.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. That is Anaya Day with Natural High, and she must be on a natural high because she hasn't had a drink for a while.
I sure haven't.
She says through her clenched teeth. I sure haven't.
Yes. Now, last time you were here, I was a bit cruel to you, wasn't I? I gave you Vegemite for the first time.
Yes, you did.
This is what it sounded like.
I am disgusted.
Why?
You have been here several times now. And you've never tried Vegemite.
No, I haven't.
You've never had it. So what have I got for you there? We've got some Vegemite for you.
Yes, you do.
And we're going to try it for the very first
time.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I'm good right now.
And if I
start choking, I'm going to have to kick you.
Maybe before you put it in your mouth, have a bit of a smell first. What does it smell like? Try and describe it for us.
I don't know. It smells kind of like baked bread.
Baked bread. That's a good thing.
I hope so.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna
say. Okay, here we go.
Okay, drum roll. Oh my God, it's like bitter or something.
It's not good?
It's different.
Have some water, some different.
I'm gonna have some water.
She's gonna have some water. We're gonna come back in a couple of seconds. Once and I don't get over a Vegemite. You're on Joy 94.9. Welcome to Australia. And that was last time you were here, Anaya.
Oh,
now, we thought we'd outdo ourselves, and we've brought in some more Australian food, but we forgot that you'd be on Lent.
Yeah, my mother and I, every year, we fast from red meat for Lent. It's really not easy, but, you know, I hang in there.
So we've actually brought in a whole... Thank you very much to...
Thanks to our friends at Janabi at Fred Square. You can catch them at the Atrium, Federation Square, Flinders Street in Melbourne. They've given us a whole platter of food, and the chef... prepared it especially for you and I.
Oh,
that's all right. We're going to eat. Well, you can see there is some red meat on there. Do you want to have a guess what that might be? It's very Australian.
Is it a kangaroo?
There is some kangaroo there, yes. We have some kangaroo. We also have some wallaby.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And some emu.
How can you eat them? They're so cute.
I know.
And emu are cute as well.
We
I didn't know you eat emu.
Yeah.
They eat emu.
Poor God. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Emu's lovely.
That's so sad.
It didn't get away quick enough. It can't get away from a food running over.
God. See, and I would try it, and I'm looking at it like, I wonder how God would feel if I took a bite. But he's saying, I wouldn't like it.
I love emus and wallabies. what about you, Ginny?
I have never tried any meat outside of chicken, beef or duck.
So now you have to do it on my behalf.
So you're passing it from one block to the other.
There we go. You know, so you're not on Lent, so there's no excuse for you, Ginny. So
I am Catholic, though.
Well, the emu is...
Then you should be on Lent.
So it's fine.
Can I have like a little bite? Because I swear I'm going to gag.
There we go. Well, try the emu first. So there's a fork.
Oh, the emu.
The emu's there. It doesn't look like an emu. Look, it's not smiling at you or anything. Don't cut it up even more. Just have that little bit there.
It's too much. I'll have half of that.
Half of that. So you got to tell us what you think of it.
Oh, God.
It actually looks good, though.
It does look good.
It smells good.
Oh, come on. Eat more than that.
Go
on. Just get it in there. Go on. Okay, here we go. Oh, good facial expression.
She's not gagging. She's doing better than you and I.
It's chewy.
Okay.
It tastes like chicken.
No, no way.
Doesn't everything taste like chicken? That's something we probably can give an eye at. We have a whole bunch of different things. There are finger limes there, which are the ones that look like fingers.
Yep.
Ginny reckon that'd be a hit
finger
with
lime.
Finger limes, yeah. So these are all indigenous to Australia. All
there's
these.
A sunrise lime. We have a Muntree berry. We have desert limes and kwandongs.
Yeah, okay. So try one of these. These are like, apparently,
these
like apples. Yeah,
here?
They can go straight in there.
They're not the spicy ones.
They're like
apples?
No,
they're
apples?
Not the spicy ones. Okay. They're like, apparently.
They're really tiny, very miniature like ones, keys. I don't hate it.
Oh, don't hate it. Don't try a finger lime. Ginny reckons they'll be a hit with the lesbians.
And the kwandongs.
They're going to be waiting for you outside.
They always are.
Well, what about the kwandongs?
How about
kwandongs?
I just grab it and take a bite?
You can do. Try that bit there because it's mixed in with the peppers.
The kwandongs. Now, don't go putting
hot
that on your
peppers?
Mic now.
No, that one, as you're okay with that one. You're fine. Go for it. Go on. You have to bite. Oh, okay. Ooh. That's nice. Actually.
It is lime, yeah.
It's confirmed. It is lime.
Very citrus-like.
And if you, these herbs here. At. We got these ones, didn't we?
Yeah, you just meant to smell them, I
you
think.
You smell them, you rub them in
I
your
was
hands.
Say, you're going to make me eat trees.
No. You rub them in your hands and tell us what you think it smells like. So.
And I'm still chewing the lime thingy.
Yeah, that'll be another
at least
couple
my breath
of days.
Will be fresh.
And hopefully it'll be okay for you for Friday.
It smells sort of like licorice.
That would be the aniseed one. Yes, it's an aniseed myrtle.
Wow.
So all these things and I are actually used in Australian cooking. Not
really?
Not common, but yeah, everything on that plate.
And this one as well?
Okay, I like it because it's wavy.
It looks like hair, but green.
Yes, it Pretty. Does.
Well, no, we better let you go. You've got a jam-packed week lined up.
She still smells.
She's stuck in the leaves.
We've still got to let Ginny try some of this wallaby, haven't we?
Oh.
Shall we get her to try some of the wallaby quickly? Okay, it's a really small bit there. There we go, Ginny.
It looks so good.
Come
on, it looks great.
Oh, lovely.
You like it.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm actually going to try some as well.
We might all have
You don't
some
like
breakfast.
It?
No, I just think of the wallaby.
I know.
Oh.
That's how I feel.
It's not hopping anymore. Think of the poor little moo cows that you eat as well and the little chickens.
Stop it.
They're not as cute.
Of course, you can catch an eye day. She'll be performing at the market this Friday night or Saturday morning. It'll be on around 2 a.m. We have three double passes to give away, Anaya.
Yes.
We're going to take the first three callers, but... Give them a challenge. What do they have to do to win the double pass, you think?
Okay. What was my... Ask them what... Well, I can ask them because I'm here, huh?
Yeah.
What was my third house single? My third house single. It's one of the biggest ones, so it should be easy.
There you go. Just call 9699-2949. We might even let you speak to Anaya Day. We're feeling kind of generous. We're going to play another one of your brand new tracks. It's called You.
Yes.
Yes, here it is right now. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Anaya Day, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts. And thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.